Well, it's 12:41, and we've come a long way from forks and spoons. Let me tell you about it. Some wild new technology can now help our eating habits. And joining us live to talk about it, Mary Beth Albright, foodie and food attorney. Tell us about this food scanner. How does it work, and what does it tell you?
Oh, it is so much more than a food scanner. An editor who shall go unnamed, I said to them, I want to talk about a food scanner. And she said to me, oh, yeah, I have one on my smartphone. You scan the barcode on a food package, and it comes up. And I'm like, oh, no, that's not what I'm talking about. This is a company out of Israel, and they've just created a handheld device. They call it the SCIO, S-C-I-O, and it has gained more than $2.6 million on Kickstarter. Everybody wants a piece of this invention. Mm. A handheld device with a spectrometer inside of it. You shine a light from this device onto any piece of food, an apple, a shake, a hamburger, and it comes back to your smartphone with how many calories are in that piece of food.
What?
Bing! I know, right? Calories, protein, all those different parts of the food. And it is for people who are, you know, technologically fatigued about entering in, if you've ever done a Weight Watchers app that, you know, you have to enter in what you've eaten and how many.
That lasts about a day.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you can just shine a light on it and here's what I'm eating and it goes right into it.
Is this available to the general public? And if so, is it expensive?
On Kickstarter right now, you can go in and I think it's $200 to get one of the first generations of it. And the first generation, like the first generation of everything, is limited.
Right.
There are only certain categories of food that you can go in. I think it's cheese, dairy, and fruit. And this is the thing. It's not limited to calories and it's not limited to food. So one of the other things you can do, you can shine it on a few different watermelons at the grocery store and you can tell which watermelon is sweeter because it will tell you the sugar content of each watermelon. Now, God help us all if we're sitting at the grocery store shining lights on each watermelon and then fighting over them.
Right.
But really, for people who don't know how to choose produce, I mean, you might remember a few years ago, I did a series on WTOP on how to pick the best produce. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm making myself obsolete, right?
Right.
But you can do it with that. You can do it to find out how ripe an avocado is without, you know, turning over into brown. It's really, there are many applications of this. The other thing that Kickstarter is doing, this company is offering developers a platform so that they can develop their own new application. So if you are somebody who ferments your own beer at home, you can develop your own application to tell when your beer is perfectly fermented.
Wow.
Yes. You can also shine it on pills to tell if a pill is authentic or if it's a counterfeit pill. You can shine it on plants, on soil to find out what the organic matter in soil is. It's like it's a really neat invention.
This is fascinating because it could also help us with portion control versus, you know, we normally think of whatever the food item is, we'll get kind of the dictionary version of how many calories a slice or a sliver of something would be, but this is going to be able to measure exactly what we have on the plate.
Exactly, and that's the thing. Right now, there's so much fighting over food labels, right? Like, that's food labeling is like the big fight in Congress and in states even right now about what do you put on a food label and what is a serving size and that kind of thing. And especially with so many people eating out now, you really need to understand that a lot of those things that you see even on the fast food, when you go into big fast food chains and you see what the calories are in something, you know, a few extra blue cheese crumbles or a few extra nuts, and those can be wildly off scale. I mean, a salad that looks like it might be 500 calories could be maybe 700 calories. And so when you have one of these handheld devices, it will come back and it will be accurate. And that's what I'm really concerned about, is eventually one of these SCIOs could lead to a lot of mistrust, a lot of eater mistrust, not just in restaurants, but also in the government. Because do you remember the big Pirates Booty scare?
Yes.
It was like 10 years ago, more than a decade ago, that everybody found out the Pirates Booty wasn't exactly as good for you as everyone thought. And as Jay Leno said, if you're eating a food with the word booty in it, it's probably not going to make you skinnier, or horse meat in the IKEA meatballs and stuff. I mean, a SCIO would be able to tell you there's horse meat in your meatball, right?
Yeah.
So I think that this will give power to the people, but it will also cause a lot of people to give more information to people, and that is a
terrific.
Good thing.
I could have used this
thing
when I was trying to pick out a mango the other day and had no idea what it was supposed to feel like.
A lot of people will clamor for this. And you can get on Kickstarter now.
All right.
Wow.
Mary Beth Albright, what a great story. Great information. Thanks as always.
Sure.